We're ready to go?
Yep. All right, welcome everybody to Tuesday, January 15th, 2019 Legal Counsel Update. It is 1:31. And so, start this meeting with subjects or matters from Commissioner. Anything from you, Dan?
Beg your pardon?
Anything from you?
Nope.
Matters for Commissioner?
Nope.
And I don't have anything. So, approve representatives of the news media. We're going to go right into executive session. And designated staff shall be allowed to attend an executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. Approved representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session. As previously announced, no decision will be made in executive session. At the end of the executive session, we will return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room. Is there a subject for the executive session?
Yeah, right here in a second. You have to read these.
Okay. Our subjects for executive session are a confidential memo, which is a BOLI complaint, case number is in the record. Item B is county potential purchase of real property. Item C is Josephine County and Jackson County versus PERS. Case information in the record. And nuisance abatement at 113 Forest Creek Road, an ORS quoted. So I guess we don't need a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
And seconded. So we will turn off the recorder and go into executive session. Do we turn this on?
We're back in general session at 2:16. So regarding the Schofield complaint, commissioners will get any feedback back to Leah before they send their response on Thursday. Item B, county potential real property, we got an update. We're going to revisit next week. C, on the PERS case, was just a status update and no action to take at this time. And on D, nuisance abatement, 113 Forest Creek, I make the recommendation that we move forward with notification and legal move forward with a process to take care of the property. Does that sound fair?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Okay, so last item is item three, additional subjects matters from commissioners. Is there anything further for legal?
Yeah, I just got off the phone with Caitlin from Senator or Congressman from Walden's office. She was telling me that the president last week signed an executive order ordering the Forest Service to put out another 46 billion board feet of timber off
what?
Of
what?
Yeah, a huge amount of timber off of national forest land in order to thin and clean it up so that we to lower a catastrophic wildfire. And I let Caitlin know, I said, that's really good because then DeFazio and Wyden and Merkley will all send all that up to the Willamette Valley and just where it all goes, and we won't get anything down here in Southern Oregon again. Because that's always worked out. Mr. DeFazio goes, oh, we're still cutting timber, yeah, in your district, but nobody else's. And so I reminded her to look at the fire propensity map that showed Jackson and Josephine is bright red in their entirety, but yet we don't have any mills to process the timber if we did cut it. So I don't know how that's going to shake out. Of course, this is across the West, so I don't know how much of it will end up in Oregon anyway. So wow. Something good to think about, but he's looking, the president's looking at the big picture. This might be palm trees in Hawaii for all I know in the national forest. But, you know, also look at the LA National Forest. You ever seen the Los Angeles National Forest?
No.
Greasewood, cactus, brush. There are no trees to be involved. It is the Los Angeles National Forest, and all it is a bunch of brush on the hillsides. Entering the Los Angeles National Forest. It looked like Oregon's National Forest. But so I don't know. It was just something of informational. But something to look into.
God. Okay. hope that shakes out.
Speaking of, Walden's Town Hall's this Friday. Are one of y'all able to cover?
Yep. Awesome. I told Caitlin I would be there.
Thank you.
I will be.
Widens is on the 23rd. I'm able to be there unless one of y'all want to go. Okay.
Go ahead.
I did Berkeley's twice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Anything else for legal?
Not for me.
Not for me.
You all said anything more from your?
So now we agreed to change it to 1:30. So when we want to change it to 2, we'd have to.
Okay, I didn't remember that, having that conversation.
What is it?
Are we wanting these meetings to? It would have left me with less than a half an hour or two. I mean, I had a conference call, and I often have meetings at the lunch hour. I don't think 2:00.
Lunch hour?
What's that?
That's what I said. What is that?
Yeah, so my preference
seven
would not
to eat my apple.
Be to move it any sooner than 2:00 right now until we figure out where some of these other meetings fall. Because just getting back in time.
Yeah, I don't have
I didn't leave here till 1, so I just it totally missed it, and I apologize for that. So. I respect you all more than giving you a half an hour without me. All right. So with that, we are adjourned at 2:20.